Hello. Am I speaking with Michael?
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from the National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, am I speaking with Michael?
Yeah.
All right.
So, how long will it take?
Well, really, it will depend on how fast we go, but it is less than 10 minutes for sure.
Okay,
so does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
What was the last one? 18 years or older what?
Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50?
Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
In the 2020 November general elections, for whom did you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden. Trump.
All right. What is your age?
It took a lying businessman to prove how honest politicians really are. Pretty sad. But.
All right. What is your age?
I'd rather not give my age.
All right. No worries. Just to be sure you're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'd rather not give my race either.
All right, no worries. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10. 20? All right, so would that be a 10? Extremely motivated?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or 2 tens. 20 would be 2 tens. Sure.
All right. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied?
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. And for each, if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 on how important it is an issue for you to have them focus on it. A 0 means it's not important at all, and a 10 means that it's like the most important issue ever to solve. So the first one is protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
5.
5?
Mm-hmm.
Banning TikTok.
What's that?
Banning TikTok.
5. 5.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
7.
Improving K-12 education.
10.
Banning assault weapons.
10.
Addressing immigration and border security.
5.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
6.
6. All right. Thank you. Do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
Yes.
Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you have very positive feelings towards them, a 0 means that you have very negative feelings towards them, and a 50 is neutral. The first one is Republicans in Congress.
Can I give a negative number?
You can for sure give a 0.
0.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
75.
75. What about YouTube?
YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
You care less about YouTube.
All right. So would you say no opinion then?
Yeah.
All right. What about Cornel West?
Don't know who that is.
Don't know who that is? All right, no worries. What about Democrats in Congress?
75.
All right. Cory Booker.
Cory Booker. Don't have any opinion.
No opinion? All right. What about Charlemagne the God?
No opinion.
No opinion. X formerly Twitter?
X formerly Twitter?
Mm-hmm. Yes. X
formerly Twitter. When are we going to start calling it just X?
It is called X, but there are people who just, they aren't updated. So I guess they just say Twitter as well.
Care about them. No opinion.
All right. Okay. What about TikTok?
Did you say TikTok?
Mm-hmm. No. TikTok.
Zero.
Zero. All right. What about Mark Zuckerberg?
Wow. I don't know. Even one of my ratings zero is what? I don't care about them. The job is done. Oh, yeah.
All right, so that'd be no opinion as well?
No. Tell me what I'm rating them for. What does the zero mean and what does the 100 mean?
It's just in general. Like, the rating is based on how much of an opinion you have towards them. So if you have, like, a very warm and favorable feeling towards them, it would be 100. And if you have, like, very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, it's zero.
Okay. Zuckerberg is this.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I heard a little bit muffled.
Zuckerberg is a 50.
I'm so sorry, could you repeat that again?
Zuckerberg, isn't that who you asked me about, Zuckerberg?
Yes, Mark Zuckerberg.
50.
50, all right, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
-100.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for who would you vote for?
Biden.
And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president?
Everybody else is really terrible. I'm voting against the rest of them. They're all bad. Trump destroy the country.
All right. So would you say you support him because you're voting for everybody else or, like, against everybody else?
Yes. And that's what everyone needs to do, vote against everybody else.
All right. Thank you. Changing gears, generally speaking, how much would you say you know and understand about artificial intelligence, or also known as AI? Do you know a great deal about this, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
Not much.
Not much, all right. Generally speaking, do you think that AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
Threat.
Somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat?
Somewhat.
Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, they should be less regulated than they currently are, or they're, like, the current level of regulation is about right?
More regulated.
Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Would you say it's big U.S. tech companies, U.S. government, Russia, foreign tech companies, North Korea, or law enforcement?
Probably Russia.
Russia. How often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if you use them at all? So the categories are if you use them multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, less than once a month, or no, you don't use them at all. So the first one is TikTok.
Not at all.
YouTube.
Once a month.
Facebook.
What's the day?
Instagram.
Not at all.
X.
Not at all.
All right. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies, and for each, if you could please tell me whether you strongly agree with the statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. And the first one is, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat agree.
X plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat agree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
I don't know. I don't have anything.
All right. X keeps its users' data secure.
I don't have anything on that either.
Meta keeps its users' data secure.
I don't have an opinion on that either.
All right. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing into it into law?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot or a little about this?
Just a little.
Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed it into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. So generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Generally speaking, would you say you're more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
No opinion.
No opinion? All right. Thank you.
I gave you my top issues for voting. That wasn't
all right. All right. What do you think was the Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Would you say it's because they're playing politics? They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They're concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They have been influenced by...
Bad influence.
You think it's a bad influence? All right. Generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? And if you could select all that apply, because it's kind of a short list. So the list goes YouTube, news websites or apps, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, news aggregators such as Apple News or Google News or Flipboard, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS or NBC, talk or news radio, print newspapers or magazines, music and entertainment sites, local TV news, or cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News or MSNBC, or none of the above.
Well, local news and network news, excuse me. You can give me the choice of NPR or...
I'm sorry, do you think you can get closer to the microphone a little bit? Because I'm hearing you a little bit muffled far away. So I managed to hear that you said a local
CBS
TV news.
CBS. Television.
All right.
NPR.
All right. Would it be just those?
Associated Press. Those are the three guys, I think.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we're almost done. So we're about 95% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so far for your time. So the last two questions I have are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My highest level of education?
Just in general, like have you also done college or like postgraduate?
Yeah. College degree, yeah. Undergraduate.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you say postgraduate?
Undergraduate degree.
Oh, undergraduate. All right. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married? All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger and living in your household?
No.
All right. So just want to confirm in the question about the college. So would you say you have like a college, you're a college graduate or a slash bachelor's degree?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
College
thank
graduate.
You. All right. Thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.